We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
You complain to me about wearing the same shirt or a similar shirt, you know, 2-3 times a week. You have yet to complain that you've done, well over 150 podcasts and I've worn the same stinking hat.
Yeah, but that I'm used to that.
Okay,
I mean, that's something like you always did that when we were doing the show. You have to wear a hat.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah, superstitious,
so
I guess.
That
yeah.
I get. People don't have 150 hats.
Well, I got.
But I know you've got more than 3 t-shirts.
I probably in this studio alone, I have 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 hats in here.
Then switch it up. Why are you sticking to one?
Because this is my lucky one. It's just lucky to me. So
you are.
I was just saying, you haven't complained. Normally you complain about stuff like that. So I'm just saying thank you.
You're welcome.
You don't have to complain. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to get motivated here. By the way, we have Lancers tickets. Lancers are taking on the Lincoln Stars. It's like a rivalry game. So the Lincoln Stars are coming to Omaha. It's Sunday, so we have a 4-pack of tickets for you. So if you want them, just go to bigpartyshow.com. Right there in the contest page. There's a place for you to enter your name and email address, and we'll just drop it there. Maybe you'll win those tickets. Also, we have the merch up too, so you can peruse through the merch. I got 2 different designs up there for Ask Me About Your Cat. Also,
that.
You know, so
you never have too many designs about Ask Me About Your Cat as a cat owner.
Wylene wants, she's like, what about the dog? What about, I mean, I could do a doodle mom.
You should get an Ask Me About My Dog. God knows you'd wear it.
Yeah, I'd wear it because she was asking about adding that. But I said, yeah, we'll eventually do that. You know,
about dog owners is that they don't wait for you to ask them about their dog.
No, they don't.
They just go ahead and tell you about their dog.
Yes.
Like it's a person.
Yes. Well, it is, you know, in a lot of ways. All right. Here we are. Motivate. Would you rather eat a hot dog topped with whipped cream or chili that's secretly 99% raisins? Hate raisins.
I gotta go with the hot dog.
Hot dog it is. Yum, yum, yum. Nom, nom, nom.
Can't fix stupid. You can't heal toxic. Loving people harder doesn't make them love you back. And over-explaining yourself doesn't mean you'll be understood. The day you realize this, you'll be free.
There you go. Free as an eagle. Free. You know, remember I told you about the eagles that were cruising through over
the house? Yeah, did they come back?
Yeah, they nested somewhere in the neighborhood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, I'm just like, watch out for your dog. And if you're a beautiful swan, watch out, swan, because apparently that's on their menu. Today, we're going to have future movie star on, Ashton Igo. So the Omaha Film Festival is going on right now, and he's in one of the movies. It's called Midnight in the Orange Grove. All right. This thing has been nominated for so many different awards. And by the way, whenever I see those indie awards and nominees and stuff like that for those movies, I watch them because I know they're going to be good. And I watched the trailer also to it, and it's good.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is excellent. I'm so happy for Igo, Ashton, and his family, actually. I mean, that's exciting. But they're going to be wrapping up for the most part on Sunday, their movie. So it's going to be at the Omaha Film Festival at Exarban, 11:45. So if you want to get tickets, go to omahafilmfestival.org. Also go to omahafilmfestival.org and check out all the other things that are going on as well.
Because
it's an event.
Good ones.
This thing has grown immensely. So good luck. And we'll chat with Ashton Igo in here in just a little bit. You never know. Movie stars come out of Omaha every now and then. It happens.
They come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I'm curious as to
anything. We've learned that from Heated Rivalry. Those two guys were waiting tables.
That's right.
Like as they were doing the show.
That's right.
Now they're walking runways. They're presenting at award shows. They have paparazzi following them around. Their lives have completely turned upside down.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? It's crazy. That's how it happens. It just happens like that.
It can.
You know?
It doesn't happen like that very often.
No, because I know a lot of people go out to Hollywood and live in cars and starve just to try to get to that moment. But isn't it filled with beautiful people?
L.A.?
You know? Yeah, L.A. I'm sure when you're casting for every position, there's some unsightlies that get casted and get lucky. You know, because I guess every film has its character.
Best friend.
Best friend.
Sidekick. Or like when I showed up in LA with my girlfriend and we were a comedy duo and they were like talking to her about on camera work and they're like, you'll be great in the writer's room.
Really?
I was like, hey.
Oh, quit it. Did you do?
I think that's just a nice way to say that I'm fat.
Did you? How long did you live? Did you live out there, or just did you just went out there?
I went out there for a little bit. I was not a fan.
Okay.
I love New York. I love Chicago.
Yeah.
I just LA was just I didn't move out there. I just was out there for, you know, checking it out.
Just in case.
Just in case. Just in case they were looking for somebody in that writer's room. Wink. I was like,
yeah. You want
to
know?
I mean, to be fair, writing partner, my comedy partner was this adorable petite blonde, huge blue eyes. She actually got to play Bradley Cooper's wife in The Hangover.
Oh, really? That's his wife, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In that movie, that's your buddy. So did she stay out there? Did she stay out
there? So that was the thing. They were like, "You, we want to see more of on screen, and you, Molly, we want to put in a closet somewhere with a typewriter and only look at you when you're like shoving papers outside the door.
Well,
and then
what is
go back into your little hidey hole?
What is she doing now? Your friend is
she's still a performer?
Is she
she's
really
been in movies
okay?
And, yeah."
Oh, Molly, then when we snagged you and locked you down to this podcast, this big party show.
Radio, again.
Yeah.
Another one where they put you in a room and ask not to see you unless you're doing a special appearance at Hot Dog Hut.
Yeah.
Then they're like, we're going to pay you in hot dogs. And you're like, that's great. And they're like, go back in your cage when you're done.
Face for radio is what they say, but we don't have faces for radio. Uh-huh. We're good looking people. All right. So Don and we're going to have Ashton on, right? And his parents are so happy and proud of him that they put up a billboard.
Ah, that's really sweet.
Check this out. Look at that thing.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, look at that. Congratulations to Nebraska's very own Ashton Igo, co-star in Midnight in the Orange Grove. How funny
that's really
is that?
Cool.
Yeah. They're those parents.
Yeah, you got to be.
You
it's
gotta
your kid.
Be. Yeah,
he's in a movie.
Wow.
I want to tell everybody.
If you're not watching, we'll put that up on our social medias so you can see it as well. But yeah, I've been wanting to have a billboard my whole stinking life, my whole life.
Why don't you go out and get one?
Because I don't want to pay the money for it. We'd have to split.
You're like, I'm vain, but I'm also very cheap.
I prefer old school, Molly. Old school. Yeah. All right. So also I teased on Monday and Tuesday's podcast about how I got waxed.
I'm dying to hear about this.
We got to talk to Ashton first and then we'll get into that. I even filmed it for you. It's a weird film. Yeah. You wanted to see it. So I said,
I did.
Let's
but
do
I
it.
Mean-
yeah. Yeah. I filmed it. And I'll tell you what, I don't know the gig. I got my nose hairs done. Mm-hmm. Which was probably the most terrifying of
painful.
All. No, I wouldn't say it was painful.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I don't have a single hair in my nose.
Oh.
I don't have a single hair in my nose now.
Was there to wax?
I'm saying now.
Oh, now. Oh. Okay. I thought you meant, okay.
Before I was caveman style there. Then she went and said, well, we got to get the booger shelf. And I'm like, the booger shelf. So right underneath the, I guess up the top, there's like a little indention
Sick.
That
Why
goes
are you picking
in.
Your nose right
I'm,
now? Gross.
I'm just showing you. And then you got to wax that also and get that done. It's called the.
Now you're just going to go ahead and touch your keyboard and all sorts of stuff after you just.
Yeah. Well, this is great. Must be a delivery of some
Santa?
Sort. I don't know what they're doing. Yeah. Why are they here? I don't even know if someone's at my door. They're in the middle of my yard. I don't know what they're doing, but I need them to leave so I can do this.
That's a weird alarm you have.
knew you were going to say that.
How could I not? You've got Christmas music as your doorbell?
Yeah, yeah.
It's March.
The reason being, Molly, is because I had to change the ringer because the dogs identify to a certain ringer. So every now and then I have to change it up. Otherwise, otherwise they bark like crazy. And so I decided to switch it up and do Christmas music. Do, 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 do. Yeah.
I mean, you got to understand that somebody who doesn't know why you're doing that, it just seems like you're just one of those people. You're like, I love it all year long. I want to hear Christmas music.
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Ashton Igo, everybody. Hey, congratulations. We've been talking about you for like 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Dude, yeah, congratulations on all this. We want to know a little bit about your journey. But are you a Generation Z? Do you know?
You know what? I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, you are. You are a Generation Z-er.
The reason
why I'm asking is that I saw that the Generation Z's, they're embracing grandma hobbies like knitting and crochet and pottery making. Are you doing that?
You know, not yet, but I do see that as a probable future.
There's so much time, Ashton. Don't limit yourself. The sky is the limit. You go ahead.
Absolutely.
You get that kiln and you start doing that pottery today.
Heck yeah.
Why not? Molly,
I just got to find a place big enough to have a kiln in.
Molly just saw your billboard. Did you know your parents are going to put that billboard up in Omaha?
You know, I heard rumors of it that we're going to do some promotion, but I didn't know that there's going to be multiple billboards.
Yeah. Oh.
So that's exciting, but...
That's
and
parents.
I can't wait to go back to Omaha to see my big face up there.
Yeah, it looks good. Great. I mean, I think that's fantastic. All right, so how did this all come about? When did you move out to California?
Yeah, so I moved out straight after high school, and that was back in 2018, and spent 4 years in college out here. And in that meantime, I met up with this director, Andrew Troy, and he proposed an original, like a different movie for me that he was workshopping around this horror film. And, you know, some things came about where it didn't happen, but he's like, I have another idea that I've been wanting to do, and I think you'd be perfect for this role. And I was like, perfect, man. Like, I'm down. And it was right after college. And we started filming this, and that's kind of like the whole gist of it.
Wow. So were you going to like acting classes and all that stuff beforehand?
Yeah. So it was a full like 4 year credited university of like a liberal arts college.
Okay. All right.
So I'd be taking like my normal like college courses as well as doing acting classes. I could be doing like editing, even like kind of director stuff and like behind the scenes. So
Very cool. It
was really cool to get like a whole like spectrum of like film at the school.
Okay. Wow. That's
so
pretty
did
sweet.
You guys meet, did you meet the director then at film school? Were you guys like in school together?
No. It was actually my dad. My dad's a real estate agent. So he was showing one of our executive producers, Warren Anzalone, and he was like, I have a kid out in LA. Like, I want you guys to like meet up. So we did. And Warren then introduced me to Andrew, who lived out in LA. So we met up and we just kind of, we just started just jiving off each other. And we just both really enjoyed each other's presences.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
very cool.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah.
So has anything else, because we saw that there's a lot of nominees and awards for this. this movie, Midnight in the Orange Grove. Is there any other movies out there that are like that you want to get into?
I mean, I can have a list ready, but I mean, there's so much I want to do.
Yeah,
okay. I'm like a guy. I'm like on a very like spectrum of stuff I want to do.
Good, that's a good way of doing.
Just like give me the work, and I'm there for it.
Like,
well, absolutely. So, are you doing independent stuff with your friends? Like, do you guys shoot stuff and just put it out there?
Yeah, honestly, every now and then we can just like write stuff that we just like. Oh, we want to like just be creatively active, you know?
Okay.
It's like we all went to this 4-year university. Let's not make it go to waste.
Yeah. No, and for I think sure. It's like, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever do like a Magic Mike type movie?
I think I had to get a good body for that first.
Hey, ladies, man, they like all types of bodies. I'm telling you.
Yeah. You know what? If they want a skinny 5'11 guy, put me in the reboot.
I'm that guy.
All right. <Yeah. laughs> Tell us a little bit about Midnight in Orange Grove.
Yeah, so Midnight in the Orange Grove, it's based on a true story, based on the director's sister and like his parents and everything. And so it's about these two estranged sisters who have a very tragic backstory. I don't want to say too much because it'll spoil the ending. But and it's like a whole story of reconciliation and coming to terms with loss and grief. And it's a very beautiful story. And I play the boyfriend of the lead character. So that was exciting.
Okay.
Wow. Some really great performances.
You know, it's funny. I asked Ashton if he was familiar with the show, Molly, and he said he used to listen when he was going to school. That made me feel so old, Ashton.
I'm so sorry.
What's okay?
Do not apologize.
I'm kidding. Yeah, do not apologize.
Leave it to party to be like, hey, real quick.
About me.
Do you know who I am? Have you listened to my show? You're like, that's interesting. I thought we were talking about my show. You're like, well, after we talk about my show.
We are.
Just a little plug.
I was just happy that he was familiar and knew what he was getting into when we just.
No, I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so surreal happening right now.
Oh, that's funny, man. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing your movie. Again, it is going down. It's at the last night, the last day of, and that's Sunday, by the way, 11:45, Exarban Theater. Get your tickets at omahafilmfestival.org. We're excited for you. I'm excited for following you along and seeing your future.
Friend. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. And we will see you when you get into town. Thanks for jumping on, Ashton. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You bet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ashton. I go where Ashton goes.
Oh, you
to the top, baby.
I'm so proud of you for not doing that to him on the phone.
To the top, baby. All right. Yeah, I'm happy for him. That's just, I just like those stories, you know.
Yes. We don't run into a lot of those stories. Doing it,
yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love the fact that his parents got him billboards. I think that is so stinking fantastic. You're like the biggest proud parent ever. You're like, I've got a billboard.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. So here's the waxing. Again, we'll share this on our Facebook page.
Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm.
This is for Molly's entertainment. She's putting the wax in my nose now.
Feels fine, I think.
Okay, good. It's perfect.
Oh, my gosh. You have big old nostrils.
I have big nostrils. Okay. All right.
Are you pulling?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You look like a walrus.
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh. God.
Here you go, gross. Molly.
Sick.
Showing the hair out of my
nose.
Oh.
Gross.
Gross.
Is it focusing?
Oh, my God. Looks like a cocklebur. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my
Look.
Look at that. That is so disgusting.
I'm sorry you guys can't see this right now.
But, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh,
thank you,
wow.
Carly. Yeah,
what a brave young woman to do that for you and for God knows how many other hairy noses out there.
Yeah, oh. That's my thing. My father had it, and I had my ears done and had my eyebrows done, right? So my father had all of the hair, and I think it's in the family, so I'm always self-conscious about it. So when she's going to this anesthetician school, and she has a long list of things that she has to get done. So the family's kind of stepped up a little bit, and we're getting things done. And so, like I say to people, I'm like, you know, if you have all that stuff going on, I'm not a metrosexual, but if you have all that stuff going on and you're in public, no one's going to say anything to you, but they definitely will say something about you right behind your back.
Mm-hmm. You're like, and I know this because I am that person. You're like, how do I know this for certain? I've done it to you.
Yeah. So there you have it. And I will share that.
So you got your ears done too? What was that like?
That didn't hurt either. None of it hurt.
Was there a lot of hair on that one too?
No, not as much. Not nearly as much as that nose thing. Oh, God. So that list of things. Also, it's included that she has to do the butthole, right? Also, people get that done.
Yeah.
But in order for her to graduate, she has to have a certain amount of number of everything down that list. And I was looking down the list that she has left, kind of, and I didn't see it. So she must have knocked that out of the park already. Yeah.
You didn't ask her?
Well, she said she's done it a couple times, so I just didn't know, you know, for sure if...
Did she give any details? What did she say?
No, she didn't give any details. No, I didn't even go into details about it. I mean, my whole thing is, why do people do that? I couldn't even tell you... I mean, I don't even know. Could you? I couldn't even tell you if I have hair on my butthole. I don't know. I can't look. I don't know why people do that, you know? And I think you had mentioned something about, you know, maybe someone's wearing a thong or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many thoughts went through my head of why somebody would actually do that. But and I think that's the only one that actually makes real sense is the thong thing. Unless it's
I don't know why else. I mean, I don't know. I don't, unless you're like one of those people where you're like, I just want to be hairless. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess hair, I mean, you're human, hair is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of like how much and what you want to do with it.
I did contemplate doing like my underarms. But that
why?
Sounds,
you don't have many. Why would you do that?
That's hairy. My underarms are hairy.
Okay, but yeah, why would you do that?
Well, I don't know. You know, to help her out.
Mean, guys, that's the one thing that you guys have got going for you. You don't have to worry about underarm hair.
No. No. You guys do. Do you have hairy underarms?
No, I had it removed.
Okay. All right. So you
know, I did laser hair removal.
Oh, tell me
and they
more.
They did my underarms.
Okay. And how long does that last?
Forever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what do? They just kill everything? All the hair, mm-hmm. hair things?
Yeah. I mean, it's multiple treatments, but yeah. Yeah. I endorsed them for a long time. And
you're talking about Ideal Image.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they had a package for you that included all kinds of different things. You just go in there and say,
I got my legs and my underarms done.
And it didn't hurt?
And I still don't have to shave. I mean, it's amazing. I I don't have to shave my legs. I don't have to shave my underarms.
And that's Ideal Image was that. I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, look at you.
I was very pleased.
Okay. Isn't that something you obviously recommend, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. People would ask me about it all the time. They're like, does Ideal Image work? I'm like, yes, it does. And it is worth whatever they charge because you'll never, ever, ever have to shave again. You'll never have to worry about waxing your legs, shaving your legs. You're beach ready no matter what day of the year it is.
And that's all over the body, anywhere on the body. That
you can get anything.
Hair.
Yeah. They would tell me about how guys would get their shoulders done.
Yeah, I don't have hair like that. I feel bad for guys.
I know
that have
you
that.
Don't. But I mean, if you did and you felt self-conscious about it and you didn't want to get waxed all the time, you would go ahead and get permanent hair removal.
Okay.
So that would be something like, it's not just for women who want to get hair removed. There are guys out there that are like, please help me. I have a sweater for a back. You're like, right this way.
I wonder if it's hot. You ever
What's
wonder,
hot?
Like their back. Because you know, I've seen people with hairy backs. Yeah, because I've seen people with so much hair on their back. It's not only coming out of their neckline of their shirt, but if you look, their shirt is like clumpy, like they have pads in there. And you women could email us or text us. Is that what you guys are into? I'm sure women are into, and guys
There's
are into
somebody
everything.
Out there. They're There's someone hairy. Out there who's like, the hairier, the better. I just remember, this is such a throwback.
Yeah.
But, okay, do you remember 90210?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, and it was, you know, the dad of the twins. He had a hairy back. And I just remember they had this scene where they were like playing pickup basketball in the backyard. And he was wearing a tank top. I was like, gross. I mean, like a teenager would be like, that can happen. Like I'd never seen. And he seriously had a fuzzy back. I was like, oh, man, that so is I'm, not OK. I'm like, put a shirt on that.
Hairy backs. That must be a fetish.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah, there's
something out there for everybody. I'm sure there's somebody out there where they're like, I love running my fingers through your back hair.
Well, you always see
What's
those movies,
wild about
Molly.
It is, and this is also like the dad on 90210. What's wild about it is that a lot of times you'll see it and the guy is bald. But he has back hair.
That's just God being mean.
And that is really when you're just like, man, you pissed somebody off bad upstairs. Like, seriously, they're like, we are going to smout your head, but go ahead and give you a luscious locks on your back.
So I have some facts here on this. Some women consider a hairy back to be hot or manly. All right, so those women would think of what about me? Because I am like a hairless cat for the most part. And you always see those movies with, you know, after, you know, sex or whatever, they're laying in bed and it's a hairy dude and with hairy chest and the woman's just rubbing her hands through his hair and playing with it. I always found that odd. But, yeah, there you
I
go.
I think it's odd that you – really dwells on that.
I do a lot of stuff. Minority. It's a significant minority find hairy backs, shoulders, and chest attractive. So there you go. It's not a whole lot of people. But if you're that hairy person, I'm guessing your choices are very, very limited when it comes to a partner. And is that something that you hide? You know, do you eventually
How do
come
you hide
out?
It?
And, well, you wax it like you did. Or whatever. You do whatever you do to get rid of it. And then it, I mean, I just wonder if that, you know how when people shave, their face becomes rough. I wonder if their back becomes rough like their
face. Yeah, you'll get
face.
Stubble.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You'll get stubble.
Okay. For some reason, just talking about hairy backs.
Guys wax their chests. I mean, I know like dancers and stuff like that will.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I've known.
Like, it's got to be itchy when it starts growing back. You're just like, that can't feel good.
Yeah, I've known a couple dudes that actually have waxed their chests and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't for anything out of I'm a stripper or anything. It was just you could tell because the stubble was growing back.
Why did they do it?
I have no idea. Maybe a vanity thing. Maybe it grows out weird and they don't like it. You know, like you said. Maybe they think just completely bare, hairless is the way to go. Seeing that, there's not that many women out there that like dudes with hairy backs and hairy chests. So there you go.
From your independent polling that you've done.
Molly, Google. I just looked it up. Google.
You're like, it's all on the interwebs. It's telling me what I want to know.
All right. Don't forget, Ashton and I are going to thank him for jumping on. He's Omaha's next movie star. All right. He's an Omaha native, and he's out of Millard North. And he's in a movie called Midnight in the Orange Grove. Tons of awards. Omaha Film Festival's going on, and it's they're showing his movie at Exarban Theater 11:45 on Sunday. And you can get tickets at omahafilmfestival.org. All right. That's it, man. Hope you enjoyed the waxing of the nose, Molly. And I will share it.
Thank you for doing that. That was very kind of you.
What's weird, because now I have to carry around tissues for some reason.
Oh, because your nose is running all the time?
It runs a lot. So I think that maybe the hair in your nose is like a buffer on that, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm like a virgin to this.
There's a reason that you grow it. I mean, it's meant to like keep you from getting germs and stuff.
Okay. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. That means I'm probably going to get allergies and stuff. I don't know.
I'm not a doctor.
Well, you play one on the radio, so there you go. All right, we're gonna get out of here. We'll see you guys on Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good. Squirrel in my